The community's mayors join us on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. GLT's Ryan Denham is in the studio with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Ryan?
Downtown Bloomington was the topic du jour last night. Aldermen got the final report from the Downtown Task Force. We'll get to that. There were some early fireworks, though, first during public comments and then during the usually uneventful consent agenda. So thanks for coming in today to recap the meeting, Terry.
Thank you very much. Good to be here, Ryan.
Alderman Kim Bray, who represents the city's east side, pushed successfully last night to cancel plans for a January 16th council meeting, which we were going to use to meet with Connect Transit and library boards to talk about the proposed Catalyst project.
And that's for the Downtown Task Force. So I'd slightly correct your statement earlier. The Downtown Task Force presented part of their plan last night. They were supposed to present the full plan last night and next week. It's the Catalyst project that they were supposed to present a week from this evening. And that's what was on, just by chance, happened to be on our annual calendar. And that one piece was pulled by Alderwoman Bray. She had concerns that a committee of the whole meeting take place on a Tuesday because of Martin Luther King's birthday on a Monday. Now, we do that pretty routinely for most of our meetings. I'm not totally sure why a committee of the whole meeting would be different, but she had some concerns about that, and the council, by 5-4, agreed.
And Alderman Bray has expressed some concerns about the library transit Catalyst project in the past. I remember a task force meeting Correct. That I went to. She expressed some concerns there.
Absolutely.
So what are your takeaways from last night? Essentially five aldermen or four other aldermen ended up joining her in that vote to pull that off of...
Obviously, I disagree with it, you know, and I think the main purpose was to not have a discussion, have information presented, I think. You'd have to talk to the five individual alder people to determine that. If that's the case, that's very poor communication. That is, we need to hear what Connect Transit has to say and what their needs are for downtown. We need to hear more from the library. We need to hear more information from the Downtown Task Force. We had nine people put in volunteer time for many months coming up with these recommendations. At the very least, I think we deserve them the courtesy of listening to their final product and their final report. And actually, we will, because I have already signed the papers before I came here to call a special meeting 1 week from this evening. And we will basically, we will have probably a little shorter meeting than we would have maybe initially planned. Somewhere around maybe a 90-minute meeting, that's yet to be determined, between Connect Transit and a library board and the City of Bloomington. So we will have this information become public. I think it's unfortunate. From my perspective, more information is better than less. And I only found out about the possible proposal about 15 minutes before I came into the council chambers last night, and I think Amelia Burgess did. And in my State of the City message last night, I did stress better communication. That's not better communication. We all need to talk to each other. I don't know if Amelia Burgess, you'd have to ask her, felt sandbagged last night or anything, but that's not good communication. We should talk with each other. If we disagree, we disagree. If people don't agree with the Catalyst Project, and I think probably the majority of the council don't, that's fine. Let's at least hear what the needs are and why the task force that the council approved, this is not just a mayor's task force, it's a council approved, why did the mayor's task force that the council approved come up with these particular recommendations that happened to dovetail with the needs at the library and Connect Transit. And what are the costs of that? Again, at the very least, listening to new creative ideas is very, very important in making progress, I think, generally speaking. So bottom line is, that's the long answer, as usual, Ryan, I'm disappointed in last night's vote, but it doesn't mean I have the authority, in a sense, to override last night's vote because I'm calling a special meeting a week from tonight.
So in subsequent conversations with any of the five aldermen who voted in that way last night, did you hear anything about their preferences for how they want to talk about this potential library transit project? Is it they didn't like the venue that was going to be set up,
in public at least, there were no opportunity, there were no options presented by those who voted no. And it would be nice when you, if you vote no, not always, but I think on most things, if you're voting no on something that's like a project, it'd be nice to have some sort of alternative. What other way would you like us to move rather than to just oppose things? So if we had some positive ways that we might move forward, that might be useful. So, but regardless of last night's vote, the 5-4 vote to say that we don't want to talk about it, we are going to talk about it anyway because I'm calling a special, or I've already called the special meeting. I've already, as I say, I've already signed the documents. It will still happen 1 week from tonight, 5:30, Osborne Room. Everything else is still going to happen.
All right. So you've said you're personally open to talking more about this library transit catalyst project idea, but there now at least appears to be 5 aldermen who don't support or at least don't want to talk about it. So why doesn't the council just move on to other things? You've got a lot of stuff on your to-do list.
We have many things to do, but there are several things here. First of all, it sets a very, very bad precedent, and I don't think some of the council members, maybe the 5 who voted, all 5, don't understand. If you ask people to commit their time and energy, you at least need to listen to what their conclusions are and what that evidence is. Secondly, we should never set a precedent where getting more information and getting more ideas and figuring out what our intergovernmental partners need is something we should shut down. We should never shut down conversations of new ideas and new information and data. The other thing that I think is important is that we should have an open forum where we also allow the public to listen to these conversations. Maybe the aldermen have made up their minds, but maybe the public hasn't made up their mind. So for a variety of reasons, we will still have this conversation. I do have this within my authority. I have already exercised that. Of all of my faults, and there are many, acting decisively is not one of them.
That's Terry Renner, the mayor of Bloomington, who joins us most Tuesdays after council meetings the night before. I'm Ryan Denham.